What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Hurt Podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. What's up, everyone? So, have you ever been in a space of feeling like, what am I doing? Where am I going? Who am I? Just when I thought I knew who I was, I'm back at this place like, who am I? Okay. If you know that feeling, if you can be like, I say sis, I know that feeling. Like, you know, give yourself, first of all, a pat on the back for being who you are. Even if you don't know who that person is right now, it's okay. Give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself a big old hug of love and appreciation for who you are. Because even if you can't put your finger on where you're going or who you are in this moment, it's okay. Because what I've been noticing about myself, I'm like, I'm in this place where it feels like it's a stagnant place, where it feels like it's a place of like where you don't feel like you're moving. You're moving along. It's just not as swift as you think it should be. And that shouldn't be the case, because every action that you put forth in an effort to be a better you, a situation that you may go through, even if you think it's an old situation, you had to still go through it for a specific reason, a reason that you may not even understand in this moment. You may understand later on, right? So it's funny because I was like, because even on the last podcast that I did, I talked about even just like sitting and being still and like not, excuse my daughter, because they, I think this is my youngest upstairs. I don't know what she talked about. I think she playing a game. So she been a little loud. So I talked about in the last podcast about being in the flow, right? So about being in the flow, and also when you're in the flow, like not looking for it to be like the last time, even though your last meditation was like, oh my God, that was so great, I want that experience again. But having that experience again is not the experience you may need on this next level that you're going to. You're going to need a new experience. So it's all about staying in the flow of things when you're transitioning to, how can I say this? Some people may call it a higher level of consciousness, a higher frequency, getting to know more of yourself, more self-realization, you know, about who you are and things like that. Because it is one of those things like, dang, where just when I thought I knew who I was, I don't know who I am. So I keep, every time I've been pulling, since I've had this new deck that I have, a new oracle deck that I have, I swear to you, I keep continuously pulling Becoming Nobody. I keep pulling this. And another one that came out today was The Ship Has Sailed. The Ship Has Sailed. What was already, let it be what it was. Stop going to try to chase a ship that is already sailed. Let it go and be where it needs to be. Okay? If it needed to be what it needed to be for you at the time, kudos, great, beautiful, fantastic, right? But if it's already sailed, let it go on its way. Then I pull goal setting. And then I picked storm. Then what came out, and it's not even that I'm picking them, they're just that flipping out. The Ship Has Sailed, goal setting, stormy, and Becoming Nobody. Those are the four cards. They all actually flipped out at one time, and I just seen 444 come across while I'm recording this. So it's some things that are within us that still need to be adjusted. Like, it's levels to everything. So you may know that you came to a level of, let's say you felt like, you know, I have these like anger issues sometimes and I get a little upset sometimes. It's levels to learning about yourself more and more when it comes to certain characteristics about yourself. So I know that I'm in this space of going to another level of expansion in my life, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, like mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all of it. Spiritually. So I know that I'm going to a new level. I may not know what it fully looks like because I don't in this moment, but I know I'm being taken somewhere else. And I know it's like this feeling that you get where, again, you feel like, who am I? And the thing is that what I know is, even on the last podcast or the episode on my last podcast, what I talked about is being in the present moment, because being in the present moment is going to get you to another level. Being in the present moment, you will experience new things in that present moment that might have always been there, but you didn't notice them because you were trying to hurry up and feel something and be something so quickly that you're not appreciating and experiencing the present moment, where in the present moment, what you need is in plain sight right in front of you. You know what I mean? So with that being said, what has already, if the ship has already sailed, be it a job, be it a relationship, be it an old way of thinking, let it go. Let it go. Let that ship freaking sail on about its way. Cause you don't need it anymore. It's time to let it go. Okay. It's time to just let that be what it was in your past. And let's be here in this present moment. This present moment of being and becoming nobody, not knowing yourself. In at the next level that you can feel you're going to, because we become more and more of our true self all the time. You may not think like you did a month ago. You may see something different about something you said a month ago where you're like, you know what, actually, you know, in this, at the level I am now, like, I see where that made sense then, but now that doesn't align with who I am today. Something that aligned with you 5 years ago may not align with you. It's not that you were 5 years ago lying about something you were going through or needing in your life at that time, be it like a certain spiritual practice that you were doing. You know, that's an example. If you had a certain spiritual practice that you had, or a certain religious group that you were in 5 and 10 years ago, that doesn't mean that it aligns with you today in 2022. And the thing is that people want you to stay the same so much that they don't see the beauty and the change that is happening today with you. But guess what? I'm here to tell you this, and we're going to go back to where we were. They're not supposed to. That's one of those ships that has sailed. They're not supposed to see the beauty of who you are today. They're only supposed to stay focused on what you were 10 years ago and where you were in your journey overall 10 years ago. Let them stay there. They're not supposed to see the version of you as of today or whenever you're listening to this. Okay? They're not supposed to see it. So be okay with them not seeing that. I don't know. That was for somebody. Somebody needed to hear that. And it also could have been for me as well. It is for me. Anything that I say out loud out of my mouth is for me and is for you. So just know, the becoming nobody and you feeling like, who am I? Who is this? Be okay with becoming nobody. because that becoming nobody is going to show you again the next level of who you are. So continue to meditate. Continue to do things that's going to help you to stay grounded and focused and resilient in whatever area that you're focusing on, because the area that you're focusing on in your life is going to be expansive in every part of your life. It's going to help in every part of your life. Any area of your life that you're focused on working with, it could be your health, it could be your wealth, it could be whatever it is, it's going to help in other areas of your life. Things start to stick out to you that may seem like, oh, this is challenge. I'm a little challenged in this area here. You know, things will start to come together, but understand that there is levels to your growth. And it's okay not to know who you are in this moment right now, because you're becoming something. You're becoming something more than what you were. So being in the present moment in this time is very crucial to your growth. I love you all, and that's all I have for you. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.